Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kaylee McEnany, nice enough to join us this morning as we're talking about the big rally here in the Twin Cities going on. A matter of fact, last night, the second lady and the president's daughter-in-law were in Minnesota last night for a Women for Trump roundtable in St. Paul. And today, of course, the vice president and the president. Kaylee is the national press secretary for the Donald Trump 2020 presidential campaign. Kaylee, good morning.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. How are you?
Well, doing well. Just getting ready for the day. I just want to talk to you about a couple of things, and one of them is why visit Minnesota with a rally when this state, as you know, has voted Democratic for a long time.
That's right, going all the way back to 1972 for presidential elections, which is the last time a Republican won it with Richard Nixon. But this president came extremely close, 1.5 percentage points of winning Minnesota. He did extremely well outside of the Twin Cities in those counties. And, you know, we're back. Last time we had one staffer on the ground here in Minnesota who actually ended up moving to Colorado before Election Day. This time we have many more staffers on the ground, a much heavier investment because we want to turn Minnesota red.
Do you know what the president's talking points will be tonight?
I don't know his points, but I can tell you this. He will certainly be talking about the economy. There have been 55,000 jobs that he created in Minnesota. I think it's fair to say that he will probably bring up this bogus impeachment inquiry, this coup against the sitting president. I think it's pretty fair to say that will likely come up, but I'll leave it to the president to decide.
Now, speaking of the impeachment talk, does that affect the polls? I'm sure that, Kaylee, you look at the polls pretty much every day. Is that affecting the polls in any way?
What it does is it fuels support for the president. Yes, it absolutely does. It, you know, backfires against the Democrats. We saw in the 72 hours since Nancy Pelosi announced this, $15 million come into the campaign. That's what Joe Biden raised in the entire third quarter. So it fuels his support. We see it in the money. We see it in the polls. These Democrats have really kind of in the long run.
Any reaction to the effort to make your campaign pay for security here?
Yeah, so that has always been in the domain of Secret Service, but Mayor Frey, it was really interesting when we announced our rally, he put out this scathing statement against President Trump and said, but I have no way to stop him from coming to Minneapolis by legitimate means, by lawful means. So he tried to hit the target center with this $500,000 bill, knowing all well that this was within the domain of Secret Service. And it was really just a pretext to try to stop the president from coming here by illegitimate means. It didn't work. We're here, much to the mayor's dismay. The president will be here and thousands more. As of Tuesday, we had 72,000 RSVPs, and that was 2 days ago.
Okay, well, so they're expecting a number of people down here at the Target Center. Not much of a crowd there right now. The weather's kind of iffy as well. How does one get into the rally then? Just to first come, first serve?
So basically, register online, as we've seen, you know, many thousands do so, tens of thousands, but a ticket doesn't guarantee entry, and that is one caveat I always want people to know. Even if you have a ticket, doesn't mean you get in the door. So get there early. People camp out overnight for these rallies, so getting there in advance is really key to getting inside the door with that ticket.
Kaylee, how unusual is it to have the vice president and president together at one of these rallies?
You know, it happens occasionally, but I think having the president and the vice president and the second lady and Laura Trump last night, I think it's a big indication that, you know, we pulled out all the stops here in Minnesota and we'll continue to do so. We're putting a very big investment in the state. And, you know, this is just kind of a prelude to what you're going to see next year.
Okay, well, we're getting ready for everything here through the course of the day. Obviously, traffic will be an issue. And then the VP, of course, he's going to be over in Lakeville in mid-afternoon. So he's going to be speaking down there as well and then come over to the rally.
That's right. We spread all across Minnesota. We were in we were last night in St. Paul for that event with Laura Trump and second lady. We really wanted to make this a big event, and I think tonight will be the big finale of what has been a good few days.
The other thing I'll bring up with you is there's kind of a local baseball connection with you and your husband.
That's right. He used to play on the Minnesota Twins AAA team, so out in Rochester. He loved his time with the Twins. And boy, did you guys have a really good year this year.
Yeah, he had a good ERA when he was pitching for Rochester, I might add, too. And then played for the Mets. He's a free agent now, huh?
That's right. Yeah, he was with the Mets on their World Series team. That was an awesome experience. And, you know, did well with the Twins. But he was a Rule 5 draft pick, so was snatched up by New York there. But he loved his time with the organization. And you guys have a really great ball club.
All right. He pitches from the left side, though, doesn't he?
He does. He's okay. A lefty. All right. Lefty reliever.
That's not politically talking, right? That's just physically.
Exactly right.
All right, Kayla. I figured better square that off. Okay, well, we'll stay in touch here through the course of the day and tomorrow a little bit and see how the rally turns out. I appreciate you joining us here on WCCO.
Thanks so much for having me.
She is Kayleigh McEnany. You've probably seen her on TV, the National Press Secretary for Donald Trump's 2020 presidential campaign, and a former CNN contributor. You might have seen her on that network as well. So the mayor on a few moments ago, she's on there, and just we get ready for our news team to be covering that through the course of the day. Al was out there a little while ago. Again, not much of a crowd at this point. And, Doc, the weather certainly could be a bit of a factor this afternoon and tonight as well.
Yeah, the winds and some light to moderate rain. Again, we're not looking at any major rainfalls, but just, you know, just some rain and wind tunnel effects.
A little chilly out there.
But yeah, the wind chill will definitely be a fact, but actual high should be in the 60s. So, you know. Well, we've seen worse.
We'll
see you tomorrow night.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody at the protest or counter-protest is actually from here, though. That's the thing. Yes. So they might be adjusting to our weather. It's 8:15 at WCCO. Mike, we'll have your entire forecast coming up, including that winter storm warning out in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. That's up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.